He said it, so it's right. We don't check the Bible anymore. Paul says, whatever they seem to be, doesn't make any difference. Just because God used him in Acts chapter 2 for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit doesn't make everything he says right. And that's what's going to come through in this chapter. Don't raise men above what they should be raised to be. They must be checked out by Scripture. And we as charismatics need to remind ourselves of this, because we tend to think, wow, there's a new revelation now come and God's doing a new thing. And you even hear it said nowadays that the Holy Spirit can do new things that aren't written in the Bible. Charismatics have said that. It's been said at different occasions. Well, that's all very well and good, but what does it do? It confers on those people who say that an authority to do what they want. It must be checked out by Scripture. And, we believe the Holy Spirit is always doing fresh things and unique things, but he will not do something that contradicts Scripture. Obviously, otherwise he'd contradict himself, and he can't. So having said that Peter was just a man, after all, they were just ordinary men, we're all ordinary. He's not saying, and I'm special, he's saying we're all just men. We're full of the Holy Spirit and we can speak and reveal things by the Holy Spirit. We're just men. But now we come to the encounter in Antioch. Now, verse 11, when Peter came to Antioch, and remember, this is very important for Catholics, I resisted Peter, because how could you resist the Pope? Why? Because he was to be blamed. He was wrong. How but can a pope be? Is there an infallible pope? There isn't such a thing. When those people who claim to be popes and infallible, they are utterly human beings. And even you get charismatic preachers, and you see them, they love the photo call with the Pope. When they publish their books, there's often a picture of them shaking the hand of the Pope. And you think, why? Why? Why is it so important to them? Well, the reason is because of their awe of the office. But you know, it's not what clothing a man wears or what his position is. The important thing is, what does he say? What's he saying?
Teaching.
Teaching, yes, that's right. What's the teaching coming through? What's coming out of his mouth? Not what gold crown is on his head or gold cross is in his hand, but what's coming out of his mouth. And we need to be very careful not to be carried away with these things. So when Peter came to Antioch, I stood against him face to face because he was to be blamed. He was wrong. Why was he wrong? Because that certain, before people came from James in Jerusalem. Wow, another big name. Peter ate with the Gentiles. He broke Jewish traditional law. Did he even eat pork? I don't know. Possibly. The important thing is that Paul said, I am made all things to all men. When I'm with Jews, I'll be a Jew. When I'm with Gentiles, I'll be a Gentile. I have no doubt that Paul was willing to eat pork. If he went to a village in Africa and they gave him a feast and they cooked a pig, he wouldn't have said, I can't eat that. He would have eaten it. He wouldn't have paraded the fact, because he wouldn't have wanted everybody to know that he had eaten a pig, because they might have offended people he's preaching to. But he wouldn't have. He would have been a Gentile to Gentiles. He'd do anything. That's what he said he'd do. And before the people came from James, Peter was eating with the Gentiles. But when they were come, they must have said something. He withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the party of the circumcision. And then the other Jews became hypocrites with him, insomuch that even the Apostle Barnabas, and Barnabas was called an apostle in Acts chapter 16, Acts chapter 14. Barnabas was an apostle. Barnabas also was carried away with their hypocrisy. So now Barnabas is going to separate himself because he was a Jew as well. So Peter's gone. James is gone. Barnabas is gone. The whole church at Antioch is about to be carried down this road whereby the Jewish law is going to be reinstated as vital for salvation. Except for one man in this case. And sometimes these men are very, very necessary. They're very brave. Luther was such a man. Luther was such a man who stood out against the flow and the crowd. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter publicly, before them all, and this is what he said. Now, we are now flies on the wall. We can hear Paul speaking to Peter 2,000 years ago in Antioch. I'm going to play you the CD now. Listen to the CD. We haven't got a DVD, but we can hear the CD. We can hear the audio. This is what he said. If you, Peter, being a Jew, you live like the Gentiles and not like the Jews, why are you forcing Gentiles to live like Jews? We were brought up as Jews. We didn't find it difficult. We were drummed into us like a second nature from our childhood. We are Jews by nature. We weren't sinners of the Gentiles who didn't know the law. We were brought up under the law. But we know that a man is not justified by the works of the Lord. He cannot be given right standing before God, Peter, by keeping the law. He can only be given relationship with God by faith, Peter. And that's the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we believed in Jesus Christ that we might be given right standing before God by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Peter, if we seek to be justified by Christ and we go back into sin, is Christ the minister of sin? No, never. Christ is not the minister of sin. If a man build again the things which he destroyed, he makes himself a sinner. I, through the law, became dead to the law that I might live to God. I am crucified with Christ, Peter. Nevertheless, I live. But not I. It's not me living anymore. It's Christ living in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I don't frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ died for nothing. You just heard the CD played back. And there's, you can imagine Peter saying, I'm sorry. But please, you see, Peter, dear fellow, had to hear the cock crow again. And in this case, it was the cock was Paul. He'd really moved away from the gospel. And he denied this gospel, just as he denied Christ. And now the whole church was hanging on Peter's example. So Paul says, Peter, get it right. Come on. Why? Is it right to keep all these laws? Are you right to separate yourself? Are we going back under dietary laws? Are we going to start saying we've got to eat this and not eat that? Are we going to have special days and feasts? Are we going back, Peter? Is it by law that we're saved as well as by grace? Is it a mixture of both? No, says Paul, it's not. It's by grace alone we're saved. And you can almost hear Peter. He doesn't say Peter's reaction, but I can hear Peter collapse and say, thanks, brother. And I think it's the grace of Peter, you see. This is the mark of a man of God is not that he always gets it right.